Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's a huge case at the United States Supreme Court that could defund Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Boy, I love the sound of that, Matt. The opportunity to defund Planned Parenthood. Wouldn't that be a miracle?
Well, the Supreme Court, yes, just announced that it'll hear the case of Kerr versus Planned Parenthood South Atlantic. The issue is whether South Carolina may ban taxpayer funding for abortions, particularly with regards to Medicaid. The movement that actually began to defund Planned Parenthood from Medicare and Medicaid really began with our client, Sandra Merrick, going back to 2015. Liberty Counsel is preparing our brief for this landmark case that will decide if taxpayers must fund abortion. If you go back to 2015, Holly, some of our client Sandra Merritt's undercover videos were released to the world. The videos revealed an amazing, shocking revelation of Planned Parenthood doctors and executives openly bragging about performing gruesome abortions, gleefully discussing how they ripped arms and legs from the bodies of living children to fuel their equally outrageous human organ trafficking scheme.
You know, in this case, as you mentioned, it's focused on South Carolina's law banning Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood. However, there are other states, including Alabama, Arkansas, Kansas, Louisiana, and Texas, that have also banned state taxpayer funds from going to the abortion giant. And I believe when President Trump was in term first, his first term, he defunded them with taxpayer dollars, didn't he?
He worked towards that direction, yes. And I think, you know, Elon Musk has already indicated from a budget standpoint, Planned Parenthood should receive no federal dollars.
So he can do it again.
So there's a couple of different ways that Planned Parenthood gets funding. And this particular case involves one way, and this involves Medicaid. Medicaid is for low income or other people who have certain disabilities. And some of the abortion money that Planned Parenthood gets from Medicaid is used for abortions that are not just for the life of the mother. So Medicare will cover an abortion for various reasons, rape, incest, or the life of the mother. But Medicaid seems to be a way to get around that. It shouldn't be, but it seems to be a way that Planned Parenthood has tried to get around those restrictions. There's also other ways in which Title X money for family planning is used by Planned Parenthood. So that's not before the court. That will be, I'm sure, on Elon Musk and President Trump's agenda to defund Planned Parenthood on Title X. But this particular situation goes back, if you will, to 2015. The horrors from these videos that Sandra Merritt and David Dalyden released shocked the world, prompting congressional hearings on both the United States House and the Senate, both of which referred to the Department of Justice, Planned Parenthood, for further investigation and criminal prosecution. It didn't go anywhere because it was the Obama administration. But as a result of Sandra's videos, the state of Texas became one of the first states to ban any state Medicaid or Medicare dollars from going to Planned Parenthood. The abortion giant Planned Parenthood fought back, dragging Texas through years of litigation. And they went to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals cited to the videos of David Dalyden and Sandra Merritt regarding Planned Parenthood, and they upheld Texas's right to defund Planned Parenthood. So that's a good decision, and that was the first victory as a result of these videos.
Right, and don't forget, backtrack, it all began with Kamala Harris, who was the Attorney General in California at that time, who has her hands in the pockets of Planned Parenthood. She gets money from them. So she's the one that conducted the raid on David's apartment, taking all of his electronics so that the videos would be destroyed.
Exactly. And then she worked with the courts, and then her predecessor, successor, I should say, Xavier Becerra, who was also a member of the Biden administration as Secretary of HHS.
And also received money from Planned Parenthood.
And he then worked to get these videos suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, Marjorie Taylor Greene in 2024 held congressional hearings and released these videos to the public. And those videos now can be seen and we can share them because we weren't able to say anything about them because of a court order. But these particular videos show Planned Parenthood executives, doctors, and these organ procurement companies trafficking in human baby body parts, providing these baby body parts for sale to research institutions that receive funds from, at that time, Dr. Fauci's National Institutes of Health.
But we're paying for that, Matt. I mean, think about that. During 2022 to 2023, just that year, U.S. taxpayers gave Planned Parenthood more than $500 million. Half a billion. And then, according to Planned Parenthood's own report, abortion makes up 97.1% of Planned Parenthood's business. And don't let them try to trick you and say, it's only a couple percent. No, it's 97.1%. And they perform 228 abortions for every one adoption referral it recommends.
Yeah, 228 abortions for every one adoption
referral.
They
have very sly marketing
tactics. And abortion is the bread and butter. It is the driving monetary force of this multi-billion dollar industry of Planned Parenthood.
It's horrific.
What's really a tragedy is, on the one hand, federal taxpayers through Medicaid and also through Medicare, but in this case it involves Medicaid, that's the case before the United States Supreme Court, are funding the killing of innocent human life. Planned Parenthood is receiving hundreds of millions of dollars in Medicaid funding and also funding from the federal government under Title 10 Family Planning. Then when these babies are aborted, the National Institutes of Health has been funding these research institutions to do research on aborted babies. And so these research institutions, these state institutions or other high education institutions, are purchasing these baby body parts through these organ procurement companies that are aborted in Planned Parenthood clinics. And so we're funding it on the one hand to kill the baby. We're funding it, on the other hand, to research the tissue, the organs of the baby that we have just killed.
Right.
I mean, this is just nonsense.
We're paying for genocide.
It's no wonder why abortion is the leading cause of death in the United States.
Absolutely.
And we are paying for genocide.
Absolutely. It's horrific.
So we're filing a brief in this case because it's Planned Parenthood's real basis for its money is Medicaid and other federal funds. And if that was cut out, that would cut out about $500 million to $600 million a year in their budget.
We need to pull the plug now.
So I think we have an opportunity with two things coming up. Number one, this Supreme Court decision. The fact is that we have this case, and then we also have the defunding in the budget. So we'll be working on the budget as we come up this year in March to the budget process. Remember, the budget process is the one vote on the United States Senate that does not require 60 votes to pass, does not have a filibuster. So you only have 50 plus one. If we get 51 votes in the United States Senate for a budget package that does not include a single dime for not only Planned Parenthood, but for any organization, it could be United Way, any other organization that receives federal funds, that they cannot directly or indirectly pass those funds on to any source, Planned Parenthood or otherwise, that would otherwise result in an abortion. And we can defund Planned Parenthood and these other abortion providers across the board. So we have the United States Supreme Court case, and what we have found is that Texas was the first state, and it was upheld by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, citing to the videos of Sandra Merritt and David Dalyden. But there's some other cases out there in the United States courts of appeal that have gone the other way, where states have tried to defund Planned Parenthood, and they've not been able to. So consequently, this case will resolve the conflict. It's a big case, and mm-hmm. states should be able to say no funding to Planned Parenthood for these Medicaid funds.
Right, and that's what South Carolina has done. You know, they have a state law that prohibits the use of state of tax dollars to pay for abortions, and the governor signed an executive order in 2018 deeming abortion facilities unqualified to receive state Medicaid funding. So now you've got Planned Parenthood that is challenging that because they want every single little dollar.
And then we'll continue to keep you apprised of the next go-round. We will be filing this brief very soon. The decision will come down by the end of June. That's at the United States Supreme Court on Medicaid. But also, other defunding of abortion is coming up in March with the annual budget, with the budget renewal. So we will keep you involved so that your voice can be heard on Capitol Hill. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.